Hello and welcome to How to Walk in Divine Health, a radio outreach of the Living Savior Ministries. We have a special program today. Our speaker, Thurman Scrivener, is the senior pastor at the Living Savior Ministries. He is going to be teaching today the principles from God's Word on how to get healed and how to stay healed. We join today's message, Enemy Does Not Give Up Easy, already in progress.
You know, I wonder how Jesus preached to 20,000 people without a microphone, don't you? He had to have something going for him. That's all I got to say. You know, you'd think the way he does things, you would think he must be God or something, you know. He is God, is he not? Yes, he is. You know, the thing about it is, just think that when he talks to us, and I know many of you have had the privilege to hear his voice, he can say one thing to Cheryl standing right there and say something else to me, and I don't hear a thing that she heard, and she don't hear a thing I heard, but yet we got two different messages at the same time. But if God can do that, then there's no problem with him speaking to 20,000 people at one time. He can do that, you know, and I thought to myself, when he says, greater things than these that I've done shall you do in my name. And then I think that, especially when I used to be on GLC, you know, we were on GLC for 10 years. 10 years we were on there several times a month, every month, month after month. I made hundreds of television programs for them, and they played those all over the world. I mean, if you were tuned in to that channel and you had a receiver that you could receive that, you could 95% of the world could have received those teachings that we did on Divine Health all those years. And I thought, wow, greater things than these that I've done shall you do in my name. I thought, Lord, you never preached to 3 billion people at one time, but I did. Isn't that something? Amen. You just think about when God says, greater things than these that I've done shall you do in my name. Wow, what he knew that was coming that we don't know, but I am looking forward to this anointing. And I'm just like Cheryl last night when we prayed for the young man that broke his back in a football incident. I thought, this is it. This is it. This is going to be the beginning. But he didn't get up and walk off. And so we tried, you know, but we tried to get him up, and we couldn't get him up. He's a big boy. He's a football player, and he's a big boy. And they brought three nurses with him, and they were all here. And one of those girls, whenever we almost lost him right here in that wheelchair, this little gal's about this tall, and she reached down under him and picked him up and put him back in that wheelchair. And when she did, I looked at her. I reached over and touched her arm, and I thought, my land, that arm is solid rock. I asked her after she got him in a chair, I said, do you lift weights? And she said, absolutely. I thought, well, you must have lift weights, because I said, man, I take back every bad thing I ever said about you. Didn't know her till yesterday. I'm just kidding. But you talk about a hunk of woman. That little girl was a hunk of woman. You know, I mean, wow, you know, to be able to pick up that big boy and set him in that chair. I was just amazed at what happened, but I thought, wow. But anyway, I do believe that the anointing is coming, because we've had too many people tell us. I believe that something supernatural is in the process, and it's going to happen. I just don't know when. But you know, we have seen God do so many awesome things in this church. Isn't that amazing? We just see him do wonderful things over and over and over. And one thing we never get enough of, we never see enough of God's miracles. You know, I love seeing God's miracles. I love to see him touch his people. I love to see people get healed and delivered. And I've had the privilege to see him do some wonderful things. And I'm thinking, wow, I know that we've only touched the hem of his garment, just barely, and as to what he's going to do. And so as he shares these things with us, well, Lord, we're ready for the anointing. Lord, let it happen. Lord, we pray, and so you might pray this next week, as we do every week, Lord, send the anointing. You know, we're ready. Lord, it may already be here, but we can't see it yet. We don't know it. But when the Lord told Cheryl the other night, we were watching a movie, and she got up to go outside to the bathroom. And when she walked in here, just like she said, the Lord spoke to her and told her, I am here. Well, let me tell you what. We can say that right now, because I am here is in each one of us. Every one of us that are a believer in Jesus Christ. Now, I realize that there's some people, you know, that when you ask people, you know, are you a Christian? And, you know, most of you are like I used to be. You know, I used to never ask anybody if they were a Christian. I thought, I don't want to offend them or whatever, until I realized if they don't know Jesus, they're going to go to hell. And so I don't mind offending you now then. So I never let anybody get by me. I don't care where I am. I don't care if I'm renting a car, riding in an elevator. I'm out there on the street, wherever I am. When I see you, if I'm with you more than 10 seconds, I'm going to ask you, do you know my Jesus? Are you a Christian? And if they say, well, yeah, me and Jesus got a thing. I said, yeah, you don't know him. You do not know him. You know, somebody says that's private or that's, you know, that's between me and God. No, you're going to hell. You know, I mean, the scripture says if you're not willing to confess Jesus before man, I will not confess you before the Father. And can you imagine dying, living in this earth for maybe you live 70, 80, 90 years, you know, but you're going to die. Everybody's going to die. And when you die, can you imagine getting to heaven and saying, there's Jesus. And he looks at you and says, who are you? I don't know you. But Lord, I cast out demons in your names. I heal the sick in your name. He said, depart from me, you wicked, evil doer. I never knew you. Would that be scary?
Yes.
You don't want that to be the last words that you hear before you fall into that great tunnel and you're taken to the lake of fire to burn forever and ever and ever. And those wonderful old maggots that eat you. Jack is a veterinarian, and so he'll agree with me that whenever an animal gets maggots in their body somewhere, and as they get those maggots, when those maggots eat all the flesh off, the maggots die. Is that right, Jack? They die. There's no meat left. But you know, the scripture says those maggots that we're going to be in never die. They continue to eat and throw up your meat off of them, and it regurgitates it, and it comes back on, and they eat it again, over and over and over. Now, if you don't like the way that sounds, I didn't write that. That's in the book. Take it up with Jesus. Is that right?
Yes.
Have you ever read that?
Yes.
For the worm dies not. Well, I'll tell you what, I ain't going to go where the worm dies. I'm going to go where the worm is already dead.
Yes.
I'm going to go to heaven, and I'm going to tell anybody and everybody who wants to know about Jesus, there's only one way to heaven, and it's Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And if you don't know him as your Lord and Savior, you might be hitting, you might be ready to go there yourself. But tell people, I mean, just like I said last week, when Cheryl and I was in Baltimore the week before, we stepped into the elevator one day and there was about 8 or 10 handsome young men, all of them 6'6 or bigger. They was just I stepped into that elevator, and of course, I'm not a little bitty guy myself. You know, I'm 6'1 to 6'2. I step in that elevator and I look at all these boys, and I'm looking up at these boys, and I say, wow, what a truckload of potential. I said, man, I said, you guys, it's not anything you group of guys like you can't do. I said, how many of you boys are born again, spirit-filled Christians? Not one single boy said a single word. Not nobody. I said, well, I guess I was wrong. I thought there was great potential here, but I said, without God, there is no power. So you boys are just a bunch of dead men standing here. And whenever I said that, the elevator stopped, and Cheryl and I stepped off, and about three of them said, God bless you, sir. We just kept on walking. You know what? As Christians, we're not supposed to be politically correct. We're supposed to be correct according to the Word of God. We're supposed to not be ashamed of our Master. We're supposed to be telling people, and if you haven't realized, you're a warrior for Christ. And every once in a while, you get wounded as a warrior. I've seen a few men get killed in my life, and yet it ain't no fun to see men get blown away. You know, my brother-in-law, he was in Normandy when they hit the beach in Normandy, and he watched men get blown into right there in, you know, that's war. That's the closest thing to hell you'll ever see on this earth. You don't want to go there either. But hell is a bad place. But war is a bad place. And I hope none of you in this room, I hope none of us ever have to see that. But it may come to this land right here. The day may come when we see war right here. So praise the Lord. But okay, now then, let's go to Colossians chapter 2, verse 12. And we're going to start there in Colossians chapter 2, verse 12. We're going to talk about what God did for us on the cross. I think that most of us have no idea really what he did on the cross. But the cross is a powerful... Now, the King James Bible says in Colossians 2, verse 12, we're going to start off with the baptism because that's what it talks about as soon as we get it on the screen here. Here we go. Verse 12 is where we're going to start. Colossians 2, verse 12. We went over verses 1 through 11 last week. Okay, now in verse 12, it says, we were buried with him in baptism. Now, let me ask you a question. How many of you in this room have been immersed by baptism? Okay. If you have not been immersed by baptism, you need to do that, because that's the part, that's scripture. It's too many people have been sprinkled. They think they're okay. They've been water splashed on them, or they think that's okay. But that's not okay. You want to be buried with him in baptism. It's totally clear that the scripture teaches to be baptized, you need to be immersed in water. So he says there that we were buried with him in baptism. You can't be buried with him by somebody sprinkling you with the water. Wherein also you are risen with him through the faith of the operation of God. When you went down in that baptismal tank, when you came up, you were supposed to be a brand new creature. You're a new creature in Christ. You're supposed to be dead to sin. You're buried with him in baptism, wherein it's all risen through the faith of the operation of God, who has raised him from the dead. Now, verse 13 and 14. Let's go to verse 13. And you being dead in your sins. Now stop and think what he just said. You being dead in your sins. You know, most of the time, if I look at myself and think about what I do and some of the mistakes I make in my life, it's hard for me to believe that I'm dead. You know, you think, no, that can't be true. I am very well alive. Well, that's true. And being dead in your sins, I've come to realize, and I've taught in this church many times, that you are dead to sin. And I've asked that question lots of times. So I'm just going to ask it one more time today. How many of you in here today know you're dead to sin? You're dead. Okay, praise God. That's where you need to walk this week. If you will stay dead and not resurrect the flesh, you will be a whole lot better witness for Christ than you will if you get in the flesh. I mean, you have to realize the faith. In fact, I told this story yesterday in healing school, just like you, whenever the little guy prayed for you. He had faith, didn't he? See, he had real faith. We were right here, standing right here, Cheryl and I was, and a lady came down and she says, Pastor, you prayed for me a couple of weeks ago and my pain all went away in my body, in my hip and my side, and said, but it only lasted for a couple of weeks. And I told her, I said, well, ma'am, when it came back, you were being tested. I said, when the pain came back, you've forgiven, you got rid of all your sins, and I prayed for you, and the Lord healed you. And I said, then for 2 weeks, and then the pain came back. I said, when the pain come back, he's testing you to see if you're going to stay submitted to him and resist the enemy. See, we're in a battle. You know, just because sometimes you knock the enemy over doesn't mean he's not going to get up and come back.
You have been listening to Thurman Scribner of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety titled, Enemy Does Not Give Up Easy, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.